Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Army Manual FM 3-39.40. Re-education camps now being established for political dissidents in the United States. And what do the manuals say the political dissidents are? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ, number one enemy, returning veterans. Anybody they think will fight their armed takeover. And they're just getting rid of the good cops and police and military that know the truth and creating a cadre. Dr. Blaylock, in closing on that subject, though, the Soviet Union, you know, before and under the Czars, was already a police state. They didn't have guns. Nazi Germany, people were pretty compliant. In the Weimar Republic, I don't see them fully being successful here if it wasn't for our moral decay. And I'm not on some high horse, but like Ron Paul said, the general public really are demonic slobs now in this country. But that doesn't mean that a large minority of us are still going to go quietly into the Soviet night.
Well, you know, your moral strength is the only protection you have. Once a country loses its moral strength, then you'll compromise with anything. You just say, well, in order to feed my family, I'll go ahead and do this. And if they want me to round up people and help them do that or spy on my neighbors, I'll do that. Whatever it takes, because you have no moral values anymore. You're into this relativism.
And you're really stupid and don't know that you always end up getting rounded up later yourself.
And you're going to be targeted because they can't trust you. This is one of the things you learn if you read the history of the Soviet Union and China and Cuba, is they kill their own because they can't trust them. Castro killed his best friend because he couldn't trust him. You know, a friend of mine, Dennis Cuddy, has written some of the best books digging into the history of all of this. I would urge your readers to look up Dennis Cuddy on Amazon.com.
Yeah, let's get Dr. Cuddy back on. We only got 2 minutes left, Doc. You got to come back soon. I know you're a busy man. Briefly, the coconut oil thing. That's finally starting to break. What does coconut oil do with Alzheimer's and some of the other oils? And what do statins do to your brain?
Well, coconut oil contains a very high level of what's called medium-chain triglyceride. It's one of the few fuels that the brain can use other than glucose, sugar. We think that what happens in Alzheimer's disease is the brain is no longer able to utilize sugar efficiently, and so the brain goes into periods of hypoglycemia, and you become confused, disoriented, lose memory. If that keeps up, it triggers excitotoxicity in the brain and starts destroying these connections. Well, what the coconut oil does, it reduces brain inflammation, which is a major part of all of this process, reduces excitotoxicity, calms those microglia down, and it supplies a fuel to the brain so the brain can operate efficiently and will not be producing these huge storms of free radicals that occur when it's starving. So what we see is that the coconut oil is doing so many things to correct what we know is impaired in the Alzheimer's brain.
But medical doctors won't tell their patients to take it.
Well, they don't know about it. They won't read the literature. You know, they wait to be told what drug to use. They're all waiting for the drug that cures Alzheimer's.
It really is the intellectual laziness is what's killing us. It's not that people aren't smart. They're lazy.
Well, that and the government has them so busy trying to protect themselves. They're so busy filling out forms and reading manuals and CPT codes and that they don't have time to actually go and research. And they're exhausted at the end of the day after dealing with the bureaucracy all day long.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, that
makes a big difference. These are not minor things. And if you look into the research of Alzheimer's disease, these are the hottest areas of research and the sciences are most excited about is things like the coconut oil.
Yeah, but you talked about this for, you were one of the first, weren't you?
Well, a friend of mine, Bruce Feith, wrote a book on it, and I wrote the foreword to his book. But this is, his book is one of the best on this.
Well, Dr. Blaylock, will you promise to come back in the new year?
I'll be glad to.
God bless you. Folks, go to his website right now, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Thank you so much, sir. We salute you.
Thank you.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was just reading the London Guardian about innocent terror suspects being tortured for long periods of time and then raped. You see, the people that like to work at black sites, nothing to do with black people, folks. That means secret ghost sites, secret torture facilities, at horse stables in Romania and underground facilities in London and facilities in Texas and facilities inside Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay. They like to hurt people. That's how you end up getting a job as a torturer. And as part of the pay for the torturers, they get to hurt and kill little kids. Guys, I'm sure you printed it off, but I couldn't find it in my stack. We printed that London Guardian article. We got linked at InfoWars.com, the one about sexual torture of the people. The stuff they admit they do at these camps, I can't even say on air. It involves blood. It involves Satanism. And when they got caught flying in prostitutes to do rituals at Camp X-Ray, this is like 8 years ago this came out. When they got caught, it came out, some people at the camp told Congress about it, didn't like it. They said, well, it freaks out the Muslims when we bring the prostitutes in and do this. No, the truth is you like to get them and have satanic rituals. Truth is you're devil worshipers. You see, this is all their cover to do this type of stuff. So I was just looking at that article up at InfoWars.com. I could see it up there on screen when we came in from break. And I was reading it earlier this morning. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they, every camp where we get news, they're torturing people's wives and kids in front of them. And then you see Jack Bauer on shows like 24 where they torture somebody's kid and it stops the nuke going off in L.A. And all this, these sickos sit there watching this snuff film porn. All these wimps and all these nobodies. And Homeland Security had this, a few years ago, had this big, you know, ending of 24 party, and Chertoff was there admitting that 24 made them look good. And I mean, all they are is a bunch of sickos. And it comes out everywhere. Who's the Democratic congressman? It was in the Associated Press. It came out after the show yesterday. It was up on Drudge. You guys re-pull that from yesterday's stack for me. Who had the illegal alien working for him? Who was a convicted sex offender? Well, of course. I mean, what do you think is going on up there? They're chasing their 14-year-old pages around. They've got illegal alien sex offenders working for them. It's a, folks, I've been to D.C. many times. And anywhere near the elite areas, there's young men and women, prostitutes, getting in limos. And you'll have Saudi Arabian, you know, security. We had this happen to our reporters. Women go, you turn your camera off now. And then if you don't, Secret Service runs over to back them up. I mean, this isn't a free country, okay? We have got to re-energize it. Now, Senator Menendez, intern arrested, was illegal immigrant and registered sex offender. I mean, just look at that, Senator. They all look just like that guy. Every single one of them. Black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. Little pudgy, little, just a bunch of, oh, it makes me sick. It's just, it's unbelievable how disgusting this country's become. I love America, but it's kind of like if you eat some bad food and you know it's food poisoning, you need to get it out of you. A few times I've had food poisoning, something tasted kind of weird, like shrimp or something, and I'm like, ah, it's all right, I'm just kidding, and I get sick. Now if something tastes weird when I'm eating it, I get my napkin, I spit it out. And that's the thing, folks, we've got to admit how much trouble we're in. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them, then to all this other news I've got here. It just totally freaks me out that I'm a mark. I'm an American citizen, and I'm seen as the joke to the globalist. I'm known for being compliant. I'm known for rolling over and putting up with anything. Not me individually, but as an American, I'm seen as dinner by government. And government wants you to fear it. Government struts around. They're authorities. They're officials. They're not servants. Does that mean everybody in government is a bad person? No. But the system is predatory now. And anyone who's historically intellectual and really knows what's going on understands the government's illegitimate. You heard Dr. Blaylock. He is an esteemed, best-selling author, researcher. I'd have him on 10, 12 years ago. He didn't sound like that. Now he's saying the government's illegitimate. We're in deep trouble. They're going to put us in re-education camps. Folks, we've studied history. They're bragging about it. I mean, 15 years ago, I'd be at an event fighting for some farmer having their land taken. Mike Hansen saw stuff like this, my camera guy with me. People walk over. When your camera's off, they go, listen, when we take over, we're going to put you in a camp and work you to death, and we're going to kill you. The first time it happened, I thought, that's a weirdo. Every time I'm at a smart growth conference or I'm at an event and liberals, because they're not liberals, come over, they tell me they're going to kill me. And now Harry Belafonte says throw people that don't agree with Obama in gulags. Played that clip earlier. And when you've had them look you dead in the eye and go, we're going to kill you. And you're like, and the cops back them up. I mean, these people think they're sexy revolutionaries and they're dirtbags working for foreign banks that have conquered this country. And they want, they're such cowards, they want the power of the government behind them when they go around abusing people. And I got news for you. You're not going to take this country without a fight, you dirtbag scum, you collectivist parasite filth. You deindustrialized this country so you'd make people come to you. I don't blame people who are on food stamps or welfare. They have shut the economy down in many respects. There are some bad examples of people that abuse it. But they've done this so that people don't have a choice but to serve the system. And the answer is, what do they target? They target real rural communities with co-ops. The globalists always claim they're creating co-ops, but they're counterfeits of the real community co-ops, real sustainability. The answer is go to your own wind power and solar and your own community and get out of the system and buy American as much as you can and do everything you can to discredit and talk down the government because it's not real, it's illegitimate, it's an occupying force. And when bureaucrats of the system get in your face, you know, say, hey, I'm not your slave. You really like where things are going? You really think you're going to have a future with this? And support people in the system that do the right thing. You know, I saw an article, and you guys are the best. I'll put it back up on screen for me if you can find it. I had it meant to cover it, where the cop gave the guy a $100 speeding ticket. And it was only a few miles over the speed limit. And the cop said, well, look, I'm on camera. Because that's how it is now. That I have no, you know, no discretion. That's how they phased it in. I'm going to have to give you this ticket. The guy's like, all right, I'm totally broke. I'm going bankrupt. And the cop put a $100 bill in to the ticket. But the point is that the globalists, no amount of kindness like that will reverse it. They'll actuary it out with computers. It's meant to bankrupt us. Yeah, Plano, Texas. Police officer wraps $100 bill in traffic ticket. But the point is, what do you do when you pull over the woman with five screaming kids in the back with snot running down their nose? And you can tell the woman's working two jobs and the guy that got her pregnant ran off a long time ago. You're going to write that woman the ticket? Yeah, you do. Because now more and more they're telling cops, you write people tickets no matter what. Even the corrupt New York police have come out and had op-ed articles, you know, in the newspaper saying we're being ordered because they have the cases of the pregnant woman that sat on the bench for 5 minutes too long because you're only allowed to sit on, you know, the bench for 10 minutes or whatever, or I mean, they're giving people tickets in New York because their windows are still knocked out from the hurricane. The code enforcers are. It's the system has totally lost its soul because it's designed to. The globalists want ruthless enforcers in place. So it's going to take just generally across the nation a spirit of not going along to bring this down. Because let me tell you, if the police raise $1 trillion, hypothetically, you know, that's a huge number, off the public, the globalists would steal it in 5 seconds. They've designed it. They have unlimited money, zeros and ones, the mega banks. You understand that? They play the monopoly game to get your property and to get you under their control and to get you bankrupted under government control so they can pump vaccines full of cancer viruses into you to kill you. They're now announcing under Obamacare, in the next phase, they're going to make you take all the shots, like Dr. Blaylock was saying. We're going to go to break, and I promise, go to Bill in North Carolina. Be ready, Bill. Very patiently holding. Then Bob in Michigan. Then William in New York. Nathan and Angel and others. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your calls right when we come back from break for the balance of the show with a few news items. It's just that you have to understand, they tell the bureaucrats and people, this is how they raised the rates and started restricting the national parks 15 years ago, 16 years ago. They came out and they said, we're going to shut most of the national parks, we're going to fire the park rangers, and we're going to do this and that to get everybody scared. Oh, never mind, we'll just double the rates and shut down parts of the parks and do all this. Okay, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. You see, that's how they, by controlling the resources, they do this. And they tell the police, because I've talked to countless police that's come out in the news who are in these briefings, we've got to, you know, get the revenue up, and plus you get promoted, the city needs the money, budget shortfall, get out there and write more tickets. Folks, that money goes into city bonds and city investments that's never seen again. Most bonds for things to be built never even get spent on what they, it's all a crime syndicate. This country is totally criminally run. I don't know how else to explain to you, we're on fire, okay? This country is going down by design. You don't think they don't know when they massively increase taxes in California that'd make all the businesses start going belly up and move out of the state? You didn't think they knew that? They want to destroy it. And then only the insiders who were exempt from the taxes will survive. All right, we'll come back after this quick break. Go right to your calls. Bill wants to talk about the national anthem. We'll see what that is straight ahead. Stay with us.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Like an angel, walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got one.
You're the devil,
you're the devil
in disguise. Oh yes you are, devil in disguise.
I don't know, this new world order isn't in disguise anymore. They think we're so stupid.
You fool me with your kisses. You
now my health care premiums doubled. The death panel says I won't get care. That sounds super trendy.
Let's go ahead now and let's talk to Bill in North Carolina.
but I got wise. Your re-education camp in disguise.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill. Thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Yes, thank you for broadcasting your emergency broadcast every day. I'm joining you from North Carolina, FEMA Region 4, and I have been listening to you since 1997, so we've been together quite a while in that regard. I've got what I consider to be a new and improved national anthem that I wrote back in August of this year, and I'll bet you a pro-pure king you're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay. Before I begin, with tongue firmly planted in my cheek out of respect, I think we should all stand and put both hands firmly over the center of our derrieres and then simply sit back down. This should provide at least some modest protection from the attacks of the New World Order upon my conclusion. So if you're ready, I shall sing to you my national anthem. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, say, can you see there's a drone overhead, making sure that you're safe from Al-Qaeda dread, whose broad wings and red lights take away all your rights. O'er your fences they fly while your children lay sleeping. Heed the sound, cannons flare, microwave singe your hair. It's proof you're damn right, DHS doesn't care. Oh, say, can we survive this Orwellian malaise, where the TSA says freeze, it's the home of the slave.
Well, incredible, yeah. Incredible. I need to get a copy of it and actually write up my own.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
you know, I had no idea you were going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. It just said that on screen, national anthem, and then I kind of did my own little singing there. And the TSA's pants, you know, pulled down over your head. And the cancer virus is in the shots to prove that you're still dead. Oh, open the borders and ship in the narcotics. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we can write as many verses as we like, right?
Absolutely. For the land of the coward and the home of the slave.
Well, anyway, I really appreciate your time, and I'll certainly be tuning in. I got InfoWars stickers out there, and I've even got it on the back of my car as well. So try to get the word out, brother.
That sounds evil. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. Thanks for holding to do that. Yeah, I know it sounds like a couple of dogs howling here. Oh, say, can you see the $6 trillion debt? All right, I'm going to stop now. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Alex, may peace be with you, my brother.
Thank you. Did you like that singing? I'm ready for, like, yeah. America's Got Talent with that, huh?
Yeah, that's a hard one to follow, I'm telling you. Anyways, we need statesmen. We need statesmen. We need representatives. We need to take our Congress.
No, we need a pot-bellied perv at the TSA line to stick his hands down our wife's pants.
No, we already got that. We need to disrupt that. We need to get rid of that.
No, that's freedom. That's freedom. We need to be put in forced labor camps. Harry Belafonte's right, sir.
I'm already there, sir.
Good.
Anyways, you said you had a big announcement coming from Ron Paul. Is that coming soon, or do we have a leader?
Okay, let me be clear. Ron Paul's going to announce three big things, and I was told part of it by one high-level person in Ron Paulage Kingdom, and the other part. People tell you part of something, you don't get it all, then I was told the other part. But it's super secret, and so only Jesse Benton is allowed to know, and he can't talk, so no one. Well, they chose Jesse Benton to be the holder of the secret. I'm not being sarcastic. You can't actually string words together. But no. Let me be serious here. Ron Paul's got some big announcements in the new year. Ron Paul's awesome, and I can't tell you what they are. But stay there. I shortchanged you, Bob. We're going to come back to you after the break, and then we're going to go to other people. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around at the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
By the way, I've been running liners about coming to you from the Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines for 16 years. People are like, yeah, behind enemy lines. FEMA Region 6, yeah. Now it's everywhere. Secession fever. Everybody running to Texas from Michigan, Florida, California, you name it, because the taxes are lower as the rest of the country goes into a depression. Very, very sad. And we are the resistance. I am coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. And it doesn't mean Texas is great either. Man, they are. They only raised taxes 10% this year. That's better than California with 30% taxes and green.
on and on and on. Hey, look, premiums are going to double now in the next 2 years on your insurance. Yeah, because the insurance companies get together behind closed doors and basically fix rates. And now you've got to buy it. Let me see. The government says I've got to buy it. What's going to happen to the price of it? Two words, skyrocket. Skyrocket. But then you can still get a $5,000 a year fine if you don't get it, if you're poor, or go on government health care. But now, Tom Daschle wrote a book. I read excerpts of it on air a few years ago during the whole Obamacare debate. The notice got through because the Republicans want it too, because they're bought and paid for at the top. And you notice what happened there. When you look at it, Tom Daschle said, no, you're above 65, you're not going to get eye surgery. That money should go to young people. But they're not going to give it to young people either. They play you off against each other. They want that money, and it's going to be used to buy drones and buy off foreign governments and expand the global empire. You fools. But wait, Obama gave me a phone. He's going to do more. Don't you tell me. I won. Obama won. My man won. And these people associate their personal power with these puppets. It isn't that I was for Romney either. I had to defend Romney, and I said it in these words over and over again, and I'm going to your calls, in that he was playing the part of the conservative, the constitutionalist, the libertarian, saying, oh, yeah, small businesses are good. Small businesses did do that. Lower taxes brings in more revenue. This is the type of information that we're talking about here. And so they went, oh, that's discredited. America didn't want that. They wanted Obama. And then clear election fraud. And now they say, well, there's a mandate. Yes, you want gay marriage. Folks, I don't talk about gay marriage here on the show. It's not a federal matter. The issue is that's not what they want it for. It's not about people having their, quote, freedom. If you go actually study the CIA declassifications and look it up, I've had it with Dr. Michael Kaufman on. We've covered it in Endgame 2.0, the expanded Endgame for PrisonPlanet.tv, where they admit that they wanted to promote people being promiscuous, period, so they wouldn't have long-term relationships. So even if they had children, they wouldn't take care of the children. And so the state could raise them, like North Korea does, breaking up families. And this is what they've done. This is their program. This is their plan. And they use it as a political football and make the new civil rights movement all about what people do sexually instead of, hey, the new civil rights movement should be, why does most of my tax money go to foreign banks and bailouts? Why am I being surveilled illegally by the NSA no matter what color I am? Why are they setting up federally funded highway checkpoints, no matter what color I am? See, we're losing all our real rights while the government all day tells you how they want to make sure you get all your rights because somebody didn't let you, you know, have this and that and all these football issues that they use to just toss back and forth all day. While meanwhile, they're teaching elementary students nationwide in government training camps, public schools, they're teaching little boys and girls that it's fashionable to be into the other sex or be into the same sex. You do that, folks, that is child abuse. That is wrecking their innocence. And it just makes me so frustrated to know the globalists are a bunch of perverts. And I don't mean perverts even to the point of what their sexual, quote, preference. I mean these are people that get off on things that they see as degenerate. These are crazy people. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, anybody in Congress that wants to have sex with 14-year-old pages is a degenerate. I mean, look at them. They're having sex with, you know, with girls, with boys, with the whole thing up there constantly. That's why they're in there. You're not let in most of the time unless you are a pervert, unless you are a pedophile, because they can then compromise you fully. You got a 9% approval rating for Congress. Do you really believe that people are voting for everything that Congress wants, that people are actually voting for most of these congressmen? No, it's a pervert club up there. Just like I told you, the entire leadership of the school in Pennsylvania was involved in the cover-up. Of course they were, folks. Because I've studied this and discovered that
the globalists use, and it's mainstream news that the CIA likes to hire people that are engaged in illegal sexual practices, because then they can destroy them anytime they want. But also, that's the club. Look at ancient Rome. That's what they were all into. Look at the Nazis. They were all into a bunch of weird stuff because normal people don't want to put other people in re-education camps. Do you know why they want to put you in a re-education camp? Because they get off on coming out to this, you know, the jail cells and getting the woman they want or the kid they want or the man they want. And maybe they just want to torture you. Maybe they want to rape you. Maybe they want to, you know, strut around and tell you they're powerful and have you to dinner with them. Maybe they want to beat your husband to death in front of you. Maybe they want to pour battery acid on small children and rape them like they do at Abu Ghraib on record, Army's own report. Okay, they want to build a tyranny so they can pull your teeth out with pliers. And they're going to do it. They're already tasering people everywhere for, quote, not giving a urine sample or not talking to the officer while you're chained down. They're killing people in restraints everywhere because it's what they like, and they're going to have more. And once they get into full power, the mass killing begins because that's what they want. And you are naive historically, and you don't realize that's what's now happening. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Bob in Michigan, go ahead and finish your point, sir.
Hi. This is Bob in Michigan, and again, I'm coming from FEMA Camp 5 region.
Yes.
Don't look for me in the camps because I'm not going. We're here. We're not a joke, and we've been asleep at the controls way too long. It's time to stand up and stand. And those FEMA camps will be good places to put some of these congressmen and stuff that are treasonous. I mean, it's time for us to stop. Think Iceland, sir.
No, I agree. Iceland threw them out, and they're now arresting the bankers. And we can put them in the regular prisons, let out all the nonviolent people, give them all their due process. And when they're shown to have been involved in treason against this republic with for foreign enemies, they'll get the death penalty. That is death. And, but we can be lenient because I don't like the government and the job of executing people because they can't be trusted. I don't even trust ourselves. I just think, you know, life in prison. Or if it's a lesser crime, 20 years hard labor and then exile. Of course, what country would want to take scum like this? God bless you, Bob. William in New York wants to talk about smart meters. Thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide.
What I'm saying, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to the general in the resistance on the war against these malevolent forces. Listen, I saw a report recently about these smart meters, Alex. And recently, try to keep it short, I had one of these replaced because the power company realized that it wasn't working and then charged us an enormous bill for the time that it wasn't working. And they came and replaced it with a smart meter not too long before I saw the report about them. So I called them and I demanded that they take it off my house. And I've been getting repeated, oh, we'll call you back, we'll call you back, we'll call you back, and never call.
Well, it's on record that they interface all the new appliances. We tried to go buy a new clothes dryer and washing machine, and everything at the Lowe's we went to, we couldn't find something made in America. And then we went to another place and had made in America, but that too was the new smart stuff that the iPad can go in, and it says it's got smart home sensors. And these companies have standardized it where the smart meter tracks them and what they're doing wirelessly along with everything else in your house. That's all admitted. Just like the TVs watch you and the TiVos and the cable boxes and the smartphones, all admitted last week. I told you 15 years ago because, you know, the documents were public. And these things are literal government spy hubs on your house, but they can also dial into the new. Have you heard about data over power line? Heard about that, Bub?
No.
Now, Bub, I love that word. Now, I mean, it's amazing that now they can send the data, not just wirelessly, but the smart meter can now go in, and the new plugs on most of the new appliances have a digital chip that actually hooks into the computer brain of the appliance, and it communicates through the electrical socket. How do you like that?
Do you think this is a policy, Alex, of them saying that it's digital? I told them I don't care if it's digital. I want it off my house, not their house.
Well, no. Nationwide, they're putting in the, quote, smart meters, kind of like smart growth. They ought to just rebrand Hitler and call him Hitler smart. And everyone would go, oh, I love Hitler. It's Hitler smart. Or maybe Mao smart. Mao Zedong smart. When you hear smart, run. And again, it's not the technology. They go, oh, you troglodyte caveman. You don't know. I'm sick of also in the price of what I buy having all this spy tech. Did you know I was reading in a Consumer Report magazine a few months ago that sometimes 20 to 30% of your computer or the electronics in your car or the packages you get, sometimes thousands of dollars of a car's price is surveillance crud that you didn't even ask for in it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Your washers, your dryers, your computers, your refrigerators, everything. And the smart appliance hooks into the smart meter. So, yes, get them out. Get them out. Get them out. And again, they're very expensive. They make you pay through your bill for their little machine. And then they also have, the cities have wireless meter reading. And we've also caught them using those to steal data. Just like the Google cars drive around with the mast breaking the codes. They look for computers password protected. They look for it and then have codes given to them by the big companies to, this is in the news, to break into your computer. Does that sound like a nice organization?
I mean, come on. I mean, and they look forward to people being either with their head in the sand or scared.
Now is the time. See, notice they'll pay with a rebate for you to put in part of the solar if it's hooked into the grid. No, we've got to go solar that is not in the grid. We've got to go wind that's not in the grid. But guess what? They'll send out inspectors now in counties all over the country harassing people that try to put in their own solar that is not hooked into the grid, and they'll harass you and try to make you remove it. They don't want that. They want you under their control. And then there's also the health effects that have been proven from the smart meters. Folks, you think cell phones are bad? These smart meters are far worse. God bless you, sir. Expanding on that. Now all the new cell phones coming out in the next few years will not have plugs, will not have plugs to be charged. They're going to charge through the air from hubs you plug in. And I went and did some checking. The radiology, the if you think a microwave transmission is bad, folks, beaming power through the house, through the air into your phone. I mean, it is unbelievable what frequency pollution is doing to all of us. They admit it. They knew 30 years ago when they were approving cell phone technology, it was giving the rats brain tumors. But again, we get it. We're used to it. We use it and we kill ourselves. Humans are tough, folks. We're just designed to adapt to our environment. Well, the globalists give us a false environment. We just adapt to it. And the environment is designed to kill us. Let's talk to Nathan in California. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I had an incident with a smart meter as well. But what I'd really like to tell you is there's 100% tax in California for electronics. In the past 3 years, I've bought three iPhones. They go on sale for $50. And California says, well, we don't want to lose the revenue we would have made if it was full price, you know, a $500 phone, whatever. So we're going to charge you $50 tax. I pay $50 for the phone and $50 in tax. Can you hear me?
I know, sir. I know. It is hellish. And again, when they tax everything, then they can social engineer with that money as well. I mean, look at government. Government swaggers around like these people are God. Government bureaucrats swagger more than movie stars, I know. I mean, they have arrived. They're government. You're scum.
And then they try to brainwash you into this is what you want. This is what you need.
Well, yeah, they're doing it for your own good.
Let me tell you about the meter. My wife and I got an electric bill that was three times the ordinary bill. We've been in this house for 6 years. And I had run a little old window air conditioner for.
Well, sir, you live in California. They admit they monitor all your appliances. They can tell off the meter what you're using, and when you quote use in peak times, they charge you more. And remember, they said they're going to control the temperature in your house. Now you live in a state. but this is going nationwide, where the government controls the temperature inside your house.
This is even worse because it's extortion, because we don't have a smart meter.
I know, that came out in the San Francisco Chronicle, too. They're telling people, I know, well, they estimate is what they say. Go ahead and tell the story, I'll shut up.
Right. Supposedly, the technician came out and read the meter. We got a bill three times what it was. My wife called, and I said, that's what it is, that's what the guy read. And a month later, after she'd been making payments on this exorbitant bill, they call up, or she calls them, one or the other, I don't know. But essentially, they tell her, oh, that was a mistake.
Well, hey, listen, I hope everybody enjoys the triple rates. God bless you. We actually found news articles while you were talking. Court approves increases in prices after smart meters. Yeah, there it is out of a Michigan Live. Court upholds consumer energy rate increase tied to smart meters. And now the doubling of your premiums, Bloomberg. Oh, Obama was going to get the health care affordable. He loves you. He wanted to help you. He's a eugenicist who wants you and your family dead in a grave.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable as Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear from Store Shelves in a Crisis. A $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber priced at one half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, the government calls the New Freedom Initiative the plan to drug half the American school children publicly. New Freedom. They call the Patriot Act patriotic when it's the America-killing legislation. And they call smart meters smart meters. These are electric company Enron-planned scam systems that control the temperature and on average triple your prices. But it's for the earth, just like when the Austin mayor says, yeah, we've doubled your power prices the last 5 years. We're going to double them again. And they put it in the paper like it's good. Yes, we shut down the two city-owned power plants. We're going to shut down the giant one. And they are clean-burning coal, but we're shutting them down. And your prices will double again. I mean, imagine a country where the NSA spies on you publicly, the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, they have meters spying on you that control the temperature in your house, they're announcing televisions are watching and listening to you and tracking everything you do, government-issued laptops are watching kids at their own homes, and the government is announcing it like it's normal. They're out of control, and they're going to nuke a city or something and pose as saviors. I know how these criminals operate, okay? I'm risking my life to tell you this. These are criminal scum! They are scum! Okay? And all you idiots that work for these big corporations that are part of this and the government, listen, you're part of it too, okay? And that's why when I look at you, I may throw up. That's why I can't contain myself around any of you anymore. You make me want to throw up. And you watch, America. It's all going to start happening. Listen. All the setup of the New World Order is almost done. You understand that? Now we're getting down to the wire. And I'll tell you the good news, though. People are waking up. I mean, this show sounds totally insane. I know it does, but it's real. It's real. It's real. And that's why we're getting on so many AM and FM stations, because people now have figured out this is real. People that thought I was nuts have figured out, wait, it's all happening. That's right. That's how we can beat these people. If you'll just go research it yourself, it's now all out in the open, and just decide that you're going to resist it. But you got to get aggressive, folks, or we don't have any hope it's going to go to a civil war. And we don't want that, because it's not going to hurt the New World Order for us to kill each other. We need to wake up the police and military now. We need to wake up the bureaucrats. We need to be aggressive. I know we got loaded phones here. I want to go to Angel and others, and we'll do that in overdrive. I've got a lot of calls about smart meters. They're going in everywhere. I remember 6 years ago, they were like, we'll never use it to control the temp. Now they do that. We'll never use it to charge you more during peak times. That's what it was designed for. Now they're doing it everywhere. We'll, it's for the earth. We're going to double your prices again in Austin. Meanwhile, it's globalist power companies are just having their competition shut down so they can make huge profits. At our expense. You don't need to rob banks, folks. You just have government shut down your competition. I was reading about government health care, and David Knight was telling me about it. He told me the name of the process. Will you go run ask David Knight the process of where counties, if they have their own county hospital, they won't let a private hospital open and say have an MRI or a machine because that competes with them. I mean, this country, I forget the name of the process, but I've heard about it before. He was telling me about it. I mean, it is so beyond, it's ridiculous that when you actually have employees and you actually are involved, you see it all. That's why business owners are so angry. The general public just gets a check and, you know, has no idea. You deal with the bureaucrats in other ways. But, I mean, it is just, and to know I'm funding this thing makes me sick, sick, sick. And I do little things. I move out of Travis County because your tax money, property tax money, you know, funds abortion, only county in Texas. But still, now they want to expand that district out to where I'm at. It's just like there's no way to get away from them. There's no way to get away from these greedy little control freaks. You got to spread the word about the broadcast, folks, on your local AM and FM stations. You got to spread the word about InfoWars.com. And you got to financially support us so we can build up in the face of the globalists. Because I'm committed. I'm going in 110%, but I need the energy and the mid-air refueling. So buy the ProPures, 15% off great water filters, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the yearly memberships and get 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Each membership is really 10 memberships. PrisonPlanet.tv, 59 cents a person per month. Your Christmas shopping is done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.